From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, America prepares for the November election, and we look behind the latest opinion polls to assess how many voters are still undecided. But first, Hurricane Ivan continues to batter parts of the southeastern U.S. It made landfall at Gulf Shores, Alabama, and is now moving north through that state. Winds have weakened from about 130 miles an hour to around 80. Today, President Bush signed disaster declarations for Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida, all states affected by the weather. Joining us now from outside Mobile, Alabama, is NPR's Adam Hochberg. Adam, where were you when the storm came ashore last night?
Well, last night I was in Mobile in a hotel there, and now we're much closer to the beach. We're in Summerdale, Alabama, which is closer to the Gulf, and the storm is still coming through here. It's not nearly as strong as it was overnight, but we're still getting some nice wind and some rain here.
And the wind, they said the wind has weakened to around 80. What do you think it would be where you are?
Oh, it's nowhere near 80 where I am. It's, you know, I'd say it's a 30-mile-per-hour gale, but it's still, you know, a little difficult to walk and stand up, and there's a lot of debris already in on the ground, corrugated metal that had blown off of buildings or tree limbs, and this wind is enough to pick that stuff up and blow it around some more.
And your assessment of the damage in the Mobile area, it's a little bit hard to tell this early, but what do you think happened?
Within the city of Mobile, the damage was not as bad as people had feared. There had been a fear that this storm would come right up Mobile Bay and put almost the whole downtown area underwater. That didn't happen. But as we're getting further south and east, down in towns like Robertsdale and Summerdale, small towns near Gulf Shores where the eye actually came on shore, now we're starting to see much more significant damage. I was just inside a meat packing plant that lost a good part of its roof. We talked to a gentleman who owns a computer store that lost his front windows. So we're seeing progressively greater damage as we get closer to the water.
People are understandably very anxious to get back to their homes. Are they able to do so today?
At this point, there still are a number of roadblocks. There's one highway here, Highway 90, which goes over Mobile Bay, and a good portion of that is in Mobile Bay. The water is so high that it's covered the long bridge over the bay. There are other highways. Part of Interstate 10 is closed, leading from Mobile east to Pensacola. There are police there directing people away from that. So it's not easy to travel around here. There's lots of debris on the roads. There's water on the roads. So some folks are going to have to wait a while before returning home.
And do you see a lot of cars trying to move?
No. We're one of the few people out on the road right now. People are still sheltered in safer places.
NPR's Adam Hochberg talking with us near Mobile, Alabama. Thank you, Adam.